It's 2 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Shania Bailey with Shayla Duval and Erica Hogerward. Looking at the weather outside our East York studios, it's 11 degrees and partly cloudy. Now here's what's making news today. The United Nations is now involved in the conflict between Britain and Iran over British hostages. The House of Commons continues to debate over environmental issues. An alleged brothel owner from Pakistan has been released after being kidnapped. Now to our top story. The United Nations have intervened in the ongoing clash over British hostages being held in Iran. The conflict started on Friday when Iran seized 15 British sailors and Marines in the Persian Gulf. The statement released by the UN Security Council asked for an early resolution of the problem. Iran is not happy the British involved the United Nations. They have said the British government's attempt to engage third parties was not helpful. Initially, Iran promised to release the only female hostage, Faye Turney, but later went back on the promise. Environmental issues continue to be a hot topic in the House of Commons. Yesterday, a special Commons committee finished revising the Conservative government's Clean Air Act. The committee is primarily made up of opposition party MPs. They have been accused by Environment Minister John Baird of writing their election campaign plans into a government bill. He also said that the committee has taken out plans that include creating national air quality standards and additional research and monitoring of air quality. There is talk that these changes could trigger an election as soon as the end of May or beginning of June. Yesterday, Aunty Shamim, a woman accused of operating a brothel in Pakistan, was released after being kidnapped. Shamim, along with three relatives, was kidnapped on Tuesday night by a group of 30 female seminary students after she ignored their warning to close shop. The students of Jamia Hafsa Seminary released Shamim and her family members after she repented in public. In front of reporters gathered at the seminary, Shamim apologized for her wrongdoings and promised in the name of God that she will live like a pious person. Passengers on the TTC are struggling through extra delays for the month of March, but it's not rush hour causing trouble. The TTC is doing track maintenance on the Bloor-Danforth line. These delays are giving weekend subway riders a first-hand glimpse of the TTC normally only caught on the big screen. Mark Kilchling has this report.
Thank goodness for subway musicians. At least TTC subway riders this past weekend had music to tide them over for the long, long delays. Construction work between Bay and St. George subway stations meant trains on the Green Line diverted to Museum Station, a part of the Yellow Line. The platform at Bloor Yonge Station was crowded with irritated subway passengers waiting and wondering when the next train would come. Some riders faced waits of over 20 minutes. Rashidul Amin was one of these people. The University of Toronto student was on his way to Robarts Library for some weekend studying.
It really pisses me off that the delays were so bad. They had enough time to plan this out, and on top of that, the delays were on weekends. So you had a whole bunch of riders that were sitting inside the station for 20, 30 minutes trying to get to their work without knowing what's going on.
Subway fans did have a unique chance to catch a hidden bit of Toronto history. The detour meant trains in the Bloor-Danforth line would pass through Lower Bay. The station was used back in 1966 for a few months, but abandoned shortly after.
The old Bay station looked like one of those abandoned stations from one of the horror movies. It was pretty cool, but at the same time it was kind of creepy, and they made us wait inside the station for 20 minutes.
Nowadays, Lower Bay is often rented out to fill in as a New York subway station in many Hollywood films. The TTC hopes to have construction completed by March 31st, so if you'd like to catch a glimpse of Lower Bay, this weekend may be your last chance. Mark Hiltzling, Centennial College Radio News.
A Toronto Liberal MPP's decision to cross the floor and sit with the Tories has divided more than just a party. A family has been divided as well. Mississauga MPP Tim Peterson announced yesterday that he will be joining the Progressive Conservatives. His brother David is a former premier, and his other brother Jim is a former cabinet minister. Tim said he was leaving the Liberals because he didn't like the way they handled social services in Mississauga. He also has issues with their energy policies. Peterson will run as a Conservative in the next election, but in the meantime, he will sit independently. And that's the latest news. Now here's Shayla Duval with sports.
Thanks, Shania, and hello, everyone. At the Cricket World Cup yesterday, New Zealand beat the host West Indies by 7 wickets. The West Indies' next game is on Sunday against Sri Lanka in Guyana. This is a crucial game for the West Indies. They must win this match if they want a spot in the Final Four. For today, it's Ireland versus England. The Maple Leafs lost to Atlanta last night. Slava Kozlov scored his second goal against the Leafs in overtime, only 46.4 seconds remaining, giving the Thrashers a 3-2 win. This, of course, sets the Leafs back a point for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. They are now in ninth place behind the two teams tied for seventh, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Montreal Canadiens. The Leafs host the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow night. Over a dozen 16-year-olds got sweaty under the sun this past March break, but instead of bathing suits and flip-flops, they suited up in polyester baseball pants, t-shirts, and cleats. Jonathan Brown reports.
And they're off. 17 elite ball players from Ontario are traveling to Fort Lauderdale this March break to practice and play under the sun. The 16-year-olds are traveling as part of the Team Toronto baseball program, and this trip caps off a 10-week winter workout program. The journey has become an annual event for elite baseball teams, but being only 16, this is the group's first time. Pitcher Brian Presnell is excited.
I've been wanting to do this for the longest time. I'm telling you, this March break is going to be huge, man.
Team Toronto will get only 2 days off over the trip. 6 days will consist of intense practices, with 2 days scheduled for games. The trip costs $2,000 a player and includes airfare and accommodations. Head coach Jack Brown emphasizes the experience his players are gaining.
Absolutely. It helps the bonding, the relationships. It gives them an intense period of time to spend under the scrutiny of their coaches.
Jonathan Brown reporting for Centennial College News.
Canada won its fifth medal today at the World Aquatic Championships in Australia. It was a bronze in the 200 medley relay event. One of the swimmers on the relay team was Brent Hayden of Mission, BC. He won Canada's first gold medal in the competition yesterday in the 100-meter freestyle race. Talk about a close race. The five finishers reached the end within a tenth of a second of one another. And Canada's Anne Dunn is still undefeated at the World Senior Curling Championships in Edmonton. Dunn is from Cambridge, Ontario. After beating the curlers from England and New Zealand, her score is up to a 8-0 overall. This puts her into first place, pushing Switzerland's Renate Nedkoff out of the way. That's all from the world of sports. Now here's Erica Hogerward with the top news from Hollywood.
Hi, I'm Herman, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa, asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh looks like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located at the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petulama. And a meowy Christmas and a happy new year from Allison's Pet Center.
Welcome back and hello everyone. What do U2's Bono, Charlie Chaplin, and Bill Gates have in common? All three are Knights Commander of the British Empire. The U2 frontman was knighted yesterday in a ceremony at British Ambassador David Redaway's Dublin home. But Bono will not be allowed to use the word Sir before his name since he is from Ireland. This distinction is only for knights from the UK and British Commonwealth countries. Bono was granted the award for his contribution to the music industry and his humanitarian work. Chris McCool is an environmentalist that tours across Canada. He performed at City Playhouse Theatre with his concert Earth, Seas, and Air for young kids, getting the kids and their parents involved in his performance. As Alexandra Lucchese reports, the McCool and the kids had a really great time.
Who makes air so we can breathe?
Chris McCool has toured across Canada for over 10 years. He teaches children of all ages the importance of environmentalism through his music. McCool is known as Canada's greatest eco-troubadour for young people and is performing both today and tomorrow morning. His concert, Earth, Seas, and Air, is at City Playhouse Theatre. According to Chris McCool, it's an incredible experience for both himself and the kids involved.
For the last 15 years, I've been working on environmental and sustainability issues, and to be able to sing about these issues for children and families is very meaningful to me. They're the ones that, you know, we can teach about the environment now while they're young and get them into really great habits. It's a really great overall way of celebrating the environment.
The event had children clapping, singing, and dancing along with their parents in the audience and on stage. 4-year-old Joseph eagerly volunteered to play the maracas.
Over here we have
Joseph. Boy and lot of friends.
Maku will be playing later this month with the Sultans of Strings at Rex Hotel. Alexandra Lucchese, Centennial College Radio News.
Everyone's favorite hotel heiress may be spending some time in the big house, and that's not referring to her Hollywood Hills mansion. Paris Hilton could face time in jail for knowingly driving with a suspended license. Hilton's license was suspended in January for alcohol-related reckless driving. She was given 3 years probation. She was pulled over in her $200,000 Bentley again in February for driving without headlights on. She was driving with a suspended license. Hilton's spokesman, Elliot Mintz, said the heiress wasn't aware her license had been suspended. LA city officials aren't buying it. They say there's evidence to prove she knew it was. A hearing was set yesterday for April 17th. Hilton could potentially face 90 days in jail. And that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Shania for the wrap.
Thanks, Erica. On behalf of us, all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.